Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and we are with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, former Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, of course. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
The issue of the legislative Democrats upset over the budget process, even as they voted for it, which may not be unheard of in state politics.
No, but it certainly comes off as hypocritical. You've had Mike Gianaris, who's the deputy leader, and others in the Senate saying that, oh, the process was bad. And, you know, it's one thing when you're in the minority and you're complaining about the process and how closed it is. But here, you know, especially with Gianaris, he's the leader, a deputy leader, and he's almost selling out his own leader by saying the process was horrible. We shouldn't, you know, it was too closed, too secretive. And you had a lot of members, both in the Assembly and the Senate, Democrats, vote yes on the budget and then complain that they hate the budget. So, you know, again, seems like they want to have it both ways.
From there to the issue of the pay raise, specifically for the governor, which sort of got put in there at the last minute. And while perhaps $250,000 a year for the governor of one of the largest states in the nation by 2021 may not be seen as a large salary, it's an issue.
It's an issue. Look, the lawmakers are getting their raises, but they, the governor and the lieutenant governor needed permission from the legislature to get their raises, because a governor can't sign off on his own raise. And right at the very end, at 2:45 in the morning, the Senate took it up, and then at about 7-something in the morning, the Assembly took it up. So, you know, he got his raise. I don't think anyone's going to argue that since 1999, the position hasn't had a pay raise like with the lawmakers. The only problem is, you know, they could have done it in daylight, although technically the Assembly did. It just happened to be overnight daylight. You know, without any real warning of it, it just popped out. They voted on it with very little debate, and there you have it.
We see, of course, that New York will be the first U.S. major city to bring in congestion pricing, and the issue being that now everyone wants a break.
Yeah, which kind of defeats the purpose of congestion pricing if you're going to do it. Basically, people are upset. They feel like they're going to either be double charged if they go over certain bridges, and why they're questioning why certain tunnels are exempt, but others, you know, other bridges are not. So, you know, it was always going to be a controversial measure. We've been talking about this in New York since Mike Bloomberg was mayor, you know, 20 years ago. And I think people just see it as something that time has come because the subway system is failing. They needed a way to raise money. So he did get it through. But a lot of people, particularly in the outer boroughs of New York City, you know, which are the boroughs that are not Manhattan, as well as the suburbs, they're concerned, they're upset, they're worried that it's going to cost their people.
Well, of course, the session is not over. The budget may have passed, but we have more work to do for the legislative leaders and state lawmakers. And one of those issues still on the table and could still happen is legalizing adult use of marijuana.
Yeah, and the governor says he wants to get it done by the end of the legislative session in June. Lawmakers have said it. To a lot of observers, if it doesn't get done this year, then it's not going to happen until probably at least 2021, because next year is an election year. And even though polls show it's highly popular, the idea, it's unlikely they would take up something so controversial in an election year. It's just not what they typically do. So the clock is ticking. And the other one, the other thing to look at is rent control. A lot of the Democrats, that's the priority number 1, 2, and 3. The rent laws expire in New York City, and they want to renew them. They not only want to renew them, but they want to expand them, and some are pushing to expand them to areas outside of New York City.
Ken Lovett joining us on Friday for a review of some of the things happening in New York State politics and what may happen going forward. Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.